Right, welcome to No Quarters, our special Neptune's Pride episode. This is our second game, and we are going to be talking all about it. All the anonymous fun that we had.
It's a motherfucking video game postmortem.
Exactly. Exactly. And I guess we're going to plan on doing this for each of our Neptune's Pride games. It's easier to break it out and be able to talk about it longer than we would in the middle of a show.
So. We can call them Nepisodes.
There we go.
You're fired.
So this is. So does the first episode get to be a Nepisode 2?
No, it's Nepisode 1. The other one is Nepisode 0.
Okay. Chuck hates me forever.
You should have more pride and come up with puns like that.
You should triton harder.
That's the third episode. Triton.
I get it.
The third episode.
Hi, I'm Stanley, inventor of the Neptune is proud. This one was anonymous.
Yes. That worked out mostly well.
Yeah. Eventually, I figured out everybody.
Except for Tunnel Man, who forgot to change his name.
I called him out on a video I put out, so we know this. Yeah. But this one was way different. BJ, you were not in the game.
I was not. I tried to maintain
the air of being in it.
Yeah. I tried to maintain the mystery by not revealing whether or not I was.
Even you did a good job.
Mackie tried to get me hooked into a couple conversations about what was going on in the game. I'm like, I'm maintaining.
I was about 75% sure that you weren't in it. Especially early on, I was convinced that I was allied with you. Mm-hmm. But then as the game went on, I'm like, BJ would never do this. BJ would have completely fucked me over by now.
But you were still in your guess.
I only guessed you. Yeah, I only guessed you because I couldn't think of who else it was. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being Musum.
So I still won.
Yeah. Yeah. But as the game went on, like after I made that video, I was like, there were a half dozen times where Musum could have completely fucked me over and he didn't. And I was like, that's definitely not BJ. BJ would have learned from his mistakes and completely fucked me over at that point.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I was totally knocked out of the galaxy, wasn't I? I had no stars left.
You were. Musum took you out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we made a weird truce, he and I, in that I had the choice between allying with him, who he was Laserocalypse, or I could ally with, interestingly boring, who ended up being Moonpyr.
Right.
And I don't know why, but I chose him. I chose Musum, and I said, hey, listen, let's just share stuff. You go east, I'll go south, and let's just stick to that plan. And amazingly, we did, and neither of us screwed the other over. Hmm. To the point where in our conversations, we eventually got to the point where we're like, so when are we going to stop trading tech? Because there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the galaxy was a big C shape.
Yeah.
Like a wide C shape, and the problem was the settings were off. Like, Harlow, when you set it up, you thought distance to stars.
It said starting distance, and I picked far, thinking that's going to give us the most time before we have to actually come in contact with each other.
Right.
But that meant also the stars are really far apart from each other, too.
Yes, they were.
So,
It took me to hyperspace level 6 before I could reach the first star that I could touch. So the beginning of the game was super slow. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody doing shit except researching the hell out of everything.
I couldn't get to another star. Yeah. Like one other star. Yeah. I couldn't get to any other
stars.
That's
how I was. It took me almost 4 days before I could even launch on anything.
Yeah.
So that part kind of messed us up off the bat.
Yeah. So don't judge the entire game by that, because that will be fixed next time.
Yeah. And that one, and I mean, that. The problem with that is, I think one of the emails we'll read, but somebody said it becomes a straight line. Like, you only have one direction to go because you make an alliance with somebody and it's like, all right, guess I can't do that.
Well, I also realized that the maps are sort of randomly generated, but I can look at them before I actually officially start the game. Like, I can start it and before I invite anybody, say, no, if this person gets here, then they have a distinct advantage, and just kind of be like, no, like, I can try to pick something that's fair. Like, one map that came up before I actually started it was a perfect circle, where you basically couldn't cut across the center, And I thought that would have been really interesting. And I thought that's what this one was until I didn't notice that there was that big giant gap that made mm-hmm. the C shape on it.
Yeah.
So I thought that we had this perfect circle going and anyone could go left or right and then you built your alliances there. But I kind of, you know, inadvertently made it where there was this giant gap where no one was getting across it for a long, long time.
Yeah, it wasn't until right towards the end that anyone could really go across that gap.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter by then anyway.
Right.
Yeah, it really would have made the game very different, I think.
Yeah.
So, because, yeah, I think the general round galaxy is the most fair because otherwise you get kind of like these sprawling ones where, you know, people can only go one way or they're, you know, somebody can get back in the corner and just defend it a lot easier than the people in the middle.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, but I guess the players, let's mention that. It was Chuck was in it.
He
was Bropane.
I was Bropane.
I heard so much talk about Bropane.
Yeah, God. I'd love to hate you during that game. But
thank you.
Chuck, you had the master stroke of naming all your stars after Taco Bell menu items.
Yeah, the game started doing a sneaky sales pitch thing, which was like, hey, you know, you could name this star if you upgrade to a premium member. And I was like, well, I know Harlow's a premium member. Maybe if I do this, people will think it's him.
Mm-hmm.
And I completely didn't think it was you because of the premium. I knew as soon as I saw Renamed Planets, I was like, well, shit, who is that? That must be some wild card person who actually has played this before.
You played that role well. Whenever I tried to talk to you, you're like, man, that guy bought premium. And then you're like, how much is premium?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, you had me fairly convinced.
Fake excited about the idea of doing that in the next game.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dude, I totally want to do that. Obviously, I can't do it now because you'll figure out who I am. But, dude, next time I'm totally doing that. It's great. And I did it for two specific reasons. Three, actually, because one, I started renaming all the planets to Taco Bell menu items, but then quickly ran out of menu items.
And a planet called Napkins.
Napkins.
Did you didn't run through all the sauces. I'm sorry.
No, sir. No,
there was
I didn't.
A lot of things you didn't.
I was just yet. Off top of my head. I was just going through, like, trying to picture a menu in my. I wasn't, like, pulling up the Taco Bell website or anything.
Okay.
So, yeah, I did get to Napkins and was just like, fuck, I don't know. I was naming my fleets too, and they were all death something, like Deathbringer and Death from Above and, you know, Death Napkins and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I named all those. But then what I wanted to do was that when planets or when systems I knew were going to get taken over, I knew at the last minute I can change the name again and then the person would be stuck with it.
Yeah.
So that's when I just started naming everything just ridiculous shit like Feline AIDS.
Yeah, my favorite was Feline AIDS, but also one of the...
Anal
the first
leakage.
One I took over was Anal Leakage. Anal and I was leakage. Like, at least that fits the Taco Bell theme.
You're like, you gave me Anal Leakage. I was like, I did, yes. I pulled all my ships away.
Yeah, let's see. There's Ball Sack. Douche Chills. Hard Nipples. JD Dumb Guy. Because I was Officer JD Cool Guy.
Yeah. Yeah, and you almost oversold yourself at the beginning where you were immediately like, whoever picked that name, oh my God, you're just cut, sir.
I was trying. I'll admit it. I was trying to throw everyone off.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I had Ass Blaster and Turd Sandwich and Hooba Stank.
I just love that one of the biggest battles of the entire game between Ian, who was Gerbil Feet, and me, like, we were all, like, for some reason, the convergence became on Turd Sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, it became...
You both had to have it.
It became the Battle of Turd Sandwich. And
many boffins die.
Yeah.
The Battle of Turd Sandwich.
I mean, we had fleets of, like, 4,000 ships just wrecking each other over Turd Sandwich.
Yes. It's a crucial...
Eventually, I took. Yes. But you and he formed an alliance pretty early.
Right away, actually. I formed an alliance with the people on both sides of me, and I did it with a joke. I was writing, like, in broken Russian-English translation, and he responded favorably to it, and I was like, all right, I will not attack you. But Spacula, on the other side of me...
Who was Blair.
Right. He did not respond in kind to my attempt at a joke. So the first opportunity I had to move forward, it was to wipe him out because mm-hmm. he did not appreciate my humor.
Mm.
So fuck that guy.
Damn, Blair.
Wow.
Wow.
That's how it goes.
Shots, in the game. Shots fired. In the game is all I meant. He was playing the game. He wasn't giving him away. I never knew it was him.
Oh, I didn't either. I never interacted with him ever.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I sent him my jokey, you know, like truce message, you know, like form an alliance, comrade, blah, blah, blah. And he just responded, sounds good. And I was just like, I'm going to fucking wipe you out, son.
the kiss of death.
You laugh at my joke.
Yeah. And Tunnel Man was in there being Tunnel Man.
Yes.
Because he thought he could rename it. And then he tried to play it off on Twitter. And
I was like, oh, someone's impersonating me. That's fantastic.
Like, I was like, either Ryan's a moron or that is some next level subterfuge right there. Because it's the same icon, the same everything.
It was right away, too. It was like one of the first people who joined the game. Yeah. I was like, wow, that's... Someone's either really clever or, man, he fucked up.
And Harlow, unfortunately, I discovered who he was.
Yeah.
Because the option screen left the admin's name on it. And I found that out, like, in the first hour of the game having started. Because I was adjusting settings or whatever and trying to look for other stuff. And I saw it, and I was like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
And I had to write him. I'm like, dude, I hate to tell you this, but I know who you are.
That sucked my entire will to play that game. I'm going to let you know that sucked all will to play that game henceforth.
Because you were excited about ID. Your dude.
Yeah. I changed everything. I made a Twitter account. I was like, I am creating a persona. I am doing this. And yeah, that was just for some reason that just sucked it all
up. At least we got it fixed because you couldn't see it because he was the admin, so it wouldn't show up on his screen.
Right.
But I took a screen cap, sent it to him, said, shit, dude. And then you talked to the guy who created the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I emailed him and said, hey, your super anonymous thing, there's kind of a giveaway for the admin. It says it right here, and here's what it looks like. And he's like, damn, all right, have that fixed later tonight. So apparently he did, I guess.
Yeah, he had fixed it by the next morning.
Yeah, so. But yes, I was Charlie Ballpoint Pen.
Ah.
And you were one of the people up in the sea that was kind of stuck.
Yep.
Like, you had one direction to go.
I had to go through Laser Ocalypse, Musum. Mm-hmm. That was it. And, goddamn, I don't know how he got some of the defenses up that he got, because every time I tried to make a move, I was always attacking against a bigger defending fleet every time. Anytime I tried to move, any move I'd made, I don't think I took a single star. Like, every time it was attacked, it was like, oh, there goes 3,000 ships.
Yeah.
Just boom. Just
well, the shape of this map and the distance between stars made hyperspace distance like the most important thing early on.
Yeah.
And scanning became more important than it ever was in the first game.
Oh, and I had that shit up way early, and I was at least equal with them on weapons. You
thought scanning wasn't important last time?
And
not important as it was
this
here.
This one, like, you flat out could not launch an attack on anybody without scanning being almost the same level as hyperspace because it was so far apart for everything.
Right.
So initially we were all guessing. We were just flat out like, I'm going to send like 1500 and cross my fingers.
Yeah. Well, I made an initial early pact with the actual Tunnel Man, and because he was at the bottom of the sea, and when we knew we couldn't touch each other, basically.
Yeah, you guys had nothing to
we were basically
nothing
like,
to gain by attacking. Like, just, no way to attack.
Let's
each
just
other.
Go west. We can't reach each other, so like, let's just share tech because we're in the best position to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if I did hyperspace and he did scanning or vice versa, but that's, I mean, we got our hyperspace and scanning up way early, like really high.
Yeah.
And so I could see, like, it was weird, like the positioning. I took a couple stars and I was just kind of sitting there and I was like, holy shit, that's Musum's home planet, because it was like 50 resource plus whatever terraforming. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's sitting right there. And I could see he didn't have enough ships on it, and like, I could see he had like a big fleet coming down, and I was like, it's ripe for the taking. And man, like, I launched a fleet at like midnight, and it was toast by morning. It was just like, all right.
That was the other thing. The distance with these made is that you couldn't do that anymore.
No.
Like, because it would still take you like 8 hours to get anywhere.
Yeah, I'm thinking like what he did was like whatever ship I saw just leave that I was like, okay, they're gone and attack now.
Mm-hmm.
He got like down where he was, built a warp gate, and went right back that fast. Mm-hmm. Like before that one fleet even could get the whole way. I don't know. Because
yeah. Well, getting paid twice a day and having more resources available meant that, like, warp gates, by the end of the game, literally every star had a warp gate on it.
Yeah.
So that tells you something right there.
It was pretty much all anyone was spending money on was warp gates.
Well, yeah, because you had run so out of much money
to spend other stuff on.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you were just like, I don't even know what to spend anymore.
Right.
So that became a non-issue eventually. Mm-hmm. And but because of that, because everyone had warp gates, you could not sneak attack anybody.
Yeah.
Because it took you three times as long to get there.
Yeah, anytime you try to move on someone, they would have reinforcements there immediately. And it was just like, fuck. Because that's what happened to me. I was in the lead for a lot of this game. For some reason, I just had built up resources.
And I was convinced I wasn't going to be able to beat you.
Well, I'm not being egomaniacal, but had I not been on vacation that week that I was on vacation, this game would have played out differently. Because when I'm at work, I have it open and I'm used to mm-hmm. launching things at a certain time. And there were three specific instances when I was on vacation where I made the choice to not sit around and wait to do a move. I had things I had to do. Yeah. And I tried to time it so I could get them done and get back in time to really do stuff. And I just kept missing it and kept missing it. So there were like fleets that I had to launch at a specific time. And then there was stuff I had to buy like right when we got paid and stuff like that mm-hmm. to fend off attacks, and I just kept fucking it up, and I was just like,
yeah,
I'm on vacation, fuck it.
You had the advantage,
yeah,
big time. Like
I had a lot of shit.
Yeah, I don't know how you got as strong as you did as quickly as you did, like, because there were certain points where I was just like, how the fuck does he have so much? Like I wasn't figuring out how you were doing it.
The stuff that Spacula had invested, that Blair had invested in, was, you know, how like the economy goes away when you take over a star, but yeah. all the other stuff stays. Well, he had mostly invested in that stuff. So when I was taking over his stars, my science and manufacturing was going strictly way takeover up. Stuff. So yeah. I just started cranking out ships.
Yeah.
So
you did. And the only reason I was able to, well, obviously because you weren't paying enough attention.
I wasn't.
Because I had that same thing, too, where it was like, all right, I'm going to take over this planet, but I don't do it until 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But if I wait and then try and send reinforcements in the morning, it's only going to take like 4 hours to get there. But there were certain points where I was just like, I may as well just launch and bite the 12 hours it's going to take for this ship to get there.
Right.
You know, but I can see why you were saying, where it's like, I want to do it now, but I can't.
I know they made a lot of changes in the latest beta or whatever they're calling it.
Beta 6.
Yeah, I know that you can kind of direct better where ships get dropped off or taken. Can you issue a hold? That was something I suggested to him a long time ago. Is, all right, I'm taking this fleet up from Star down here, and I'm going to hit here, and it'd be nice if I could say, when you get here, wait 6 hours.
Yeah.
And then continue on the course.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know it gives you the option to garrison specific.
That's
numbers
all it does. There's no stop.
See, I suggested that a long time ago because that would be really nice if like you knew, because then you could plan ahead and be like, all right, well, this ship's going to come here, wait here 6 hours, then drop off the number of ships and keep going, and then like have it pick it up and
yeah,
you know, sort of things like that. I mean, it'd be nice if you could plan these long,
it's more complex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instructions for your
ships. Well, because I mean, the thing is, like, if you think about, you know, if this were real life, you could do things like that. Be like, all right, we got to wait here and reinforce and go over.
And it would negate, like, you'd be able to play with people in other time zones.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it would negate that whole, like, well, I can go to bed and be safe because nobody's going to launch anything, you know?
Well, one of the problems I was running into, and it might have just been this map and the proximity of everybody, but I very rarely was I moving more than one star at a time. Like, I was not stringing together movements because I couldn't, I either couldn't see what was about to happen or wasn't sure if getting locked into this multi-star travel would then give someone else enough time to move enough ships to that one location. Mm-hmm. So I was constantly just moving one star at a time, and that was limiting me because I wasn't logged in exactly when the ship would stop so I could reevaluate what was happening. And so I would just end up with ships like hanging out and not getting to really where they needed to go because I was totally unsure.
Yeah. And that's kind of the thing I was saying, like, all right, hold here for like 3 hours so I can log in, reassess if you want to keep going
exactly
or not.
Mm-hmm. That's
in a super advanced version of this, it'd be really nice if it could like send you a text or an email or something and be like, okay, it has reached, you know,
yeah,
it has reached feline AIDS. Do you want it to keep going on to anal leakage?
Yeah. I kind of think I would be annoyed by that, but also if I was getting text alerts for this, I would be a lot more engaged with it.
Yeah.
because I would remember being out and about, like, oh, well, let me get in there. And
yeah, since, I mean, well, since the Neptune, I mean, I could understand maybe not necessarily with Neptune's Pride 1, but with this one being HTML5 yeah. compliant, you can check it on the go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. Or, you know, I mean, even if it was just a simple, like, maybe you don't even have to log in all the way to the game. You, like, reply 1 to yes to continue, or reply 2, no, stop here.
Yeah, something, I mean, like that. That would be interesting.
So you gave up on your Russian gimmick pretty early, didn't you?
Not really. I didn't give up on it. There were some responses, especially to you, where it was like, it was just a sentence and there was really no way to joke it up. Mm-hmm. Like, you were commenting as like, hey, great name for the planet, you know.
Yeah, I said I wanted to take over Choco Taco.
Right. Yeah, and I was like, hey, thanks, you know, that's great.
No, you said stay away from my Choco Taco, bro.
Okay, then that makes sense.
I was like, all right.
I was a Russian bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone kept commenting about the star they won. I was like, oh, I will take over the delicious Baja Blast. I was like, you try and take my Baja Blast. Cold dead hands.
Yeah.
Space hands.
I consciously made a decision to try and type as illiterately as possible, mm-hmm. like without punctuation, capitalization, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It got so hard later on because I was just like, I need to talk strategy and I can't say things
like an idiot.
In an illiterate way. I had to. So I just kind of ditched the punctuation, but I was still saying stuff like, well, we need to reinforce our fleets back here. But just, you know,
I got to the point where I making the joke was more what I cared about than if it would give me away. And I know there were certain points where I started typing in all caps where I was like, okay, this is going to give me away because that's my shtick.
I do that too.
But it was worth it. I mean, there were so many jokey anonymous moments in this game.
Now, the point where I realized that you were probably Bropane, mm-hmm. before I got changed my mind later, but when I really solidified it was when Tunnel Man sent us all a message.
Yeah.
Except for you and Ian.
Yeah.
And you're like, what did Tunnel Man say? And I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you tell me what he said, Chuck?
And, I remember that. You asked me about that, and I was like, I can neither confirm nor deny
and that's when I was like, Chuck is one of those two, and I'm pretty sure I know which one Ian is, because he said he's feeling guilty about shit he's pulled, and Tunnel Man was like, let me just read his message that he sent all the rest of us in all caps, where he said, let me science for your money. Attention all who currently don't wish to kill me. Do you want a tech but don't want to take the time to research it? Afraid of those mongrels knocking on your doorstep? Send me 1.5 times the required money for a specific tech upgrade, and it can be yours. You get the tech. I can build ships to try to prolong my life. Think about it. Best regards, a dying man. And I sent him a shit ton of money and bought a shit ton of tech from him. Up, like, as much as I could buy, I was like, buying it.
Yeah.
Buying it. And I told Musum, I'm like, what do you, like, I was like, do you have money? Buy this.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll trade it as soon as we get paid later tonight. So that helped considerably, because that gave us, like, that kind of evened out that shit that you had, where you just had so much research that you were cranking out stuff.
I guess that's why he didn't offer it to me, because I already had so much stuff.
And
I
know, because you were aligned
to buy it. He was just giving it to me.
Oh, okay. Well, then, all right.
Yeah. But I bought it. I was like, if you can get that shit, I'll buy it in a heartbeat, you know, because I was just spending it on bullshit on all my planets. So that helped. And then eventually, like, I was like, you know, talking to Musum, I was like, I don't know how we're going to beat Chuck.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to take out Bropane. There's like no way. And eventually I'm like, we have to get Ian. Like, he has nowhere else to go once he takes out Tunnel Man.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, so he has to go after Chuck.
Yeah.
So I wrote him and I'm like, we're all coming in second place to Bropane. So you want to change that? Come on. And so eventually he's like, all right.
I'm proud of you guys for learning from previous mistakes and that not just going along with, okay.
What, me? I didn't have mistakes to learn from, dude.
People in the game.
Yeah. But so eventually, he waited a while, and I was like very iffy about sending him stuff.
Yeah.
Because I was like, but I knew he had no choice but to attack you. So I was like, all right. So finally, I started sending him weapons and other stuff, and he started sending stuff back. And I was like, all right, now we're in the game here. And that was when we just like squeezed you. I still don't know how you lost.
You guys just demolished
me. We just spread
me.
You too thin.
Yeah, I. One of the things I'm still learning about this game, and I've got it now, is that really, if you've got a star with low resources, don't do fuck with that. Just nothing. It, like, buy your economy and your science there if you can get it for a few affordable things. Don't build ships there because they're usually out of the way and no one's ever going to get there anyway. And it's just a waste of ships sitting there.
Honestly, that's how I beat you.
What?
I had so much industry on my back stars, and I had a constant. As soon as it hit 100,
yeah,
build a ship, send them. And I had a constant stream of fleets coming towards the front every single
Well, I mean, hour. I was just putting all those resources into the border stars. Mm-hmm. And I just, because I was trying to run, because I had basically war on two fronts, where I was basically trying to divide ships onto both borders mm-hmm. to handle both of you at the same time. It just split my resources to the point where I could have picked one of you, but then the other one would have wiped out the entire side.
Other side.
So there was no point in trying to, you know, focus that effort. Mm-hmm. But so you guys never caught when I fucked up on Twitter during the game?
No.
Because that was my moment where I was just like, that was my dejected moment where I was like, fuck, because I made a Twitter account for my thing. And forgot that I had made it and left it logged in. And then when I started doing like my Amazon stuff, I realized that the first one I sent out was on the Bropane account. And I was like, oh, shit, everyone's going to see that and know it's me.
I wasn't following that account.
Okay. Well, it went out on the No Quarters account because No Quarters was following it. And so I was me like, shit, and was just like deleted the tweet, deleted the account. I was like, oh, fuck, everyone's going to know it's me. This game is over. I hate this game.
Nope, didn't see it.
Okay.
Nope, missed it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, no, we did not catch that.
Okay. God, I was so deflated. I was just like, oh, damn it.
Well, now you know how Harlow felt.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt.
So. And I felt terrible. Like, I honestly felt terrible knowing it. And I was like, well, at least it's me, and I'll tell him, and we can, like...
Yeah, you didn't tell anybody. You didn't tell me.
No, because that's not cool.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, you're totally cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, eventually we squeezed you, like, into a corner, and you turtled up big time.
I picked
one star and put everything you had on there. I mean, that thing was pumping out like 35 industry.
That
or
was
something.
My home star.
I have no idea how anybody. I at the point I knew I'd lost, I didn't really look, but I have no idea how someone took my home star. I had like 4,000 ships there in 30 industry. I was cranking out ships like it was nobody's business on that star.
I was too, but Ian, for just a really dumb reason. Like, I clearly turtled up on this one star. There was nowhere I could go. There was absolutely nothing I could do. And he just kept sending ships at me. And I had, like, weapons that were two or three levels higher than him. And he just kept, I mean, he must have wiped out 10,000 ships to take out my, like, 4,000. Mm-hmm. I was like, you're fucking stupid. And that's how I knew it wasn't you. And I don't mean that, like, God, it's just a very bad tactic. I was just like, why are you doing this? Stop. That's how I knew it was none of you. Because
that was the reason that I beat him.
Yeah.
Because once I backed you into that corner and took like the stars I had.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know how I'm going to beat Ian now.
Yeah. Because
I knew he had more ships and his weapons were I had stuck solely to weapons and told Musum like, I'm just going to stay on weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Do anything else you want that you think will help.
Yeah.
And I'll just keep giving you weapons every time I get a new one.
Yeah,
I'll give it to you, but just give me whatever you get once you get to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I stayed close to you and stayed ahead of him.
Yeah,
but he was cranking out like 100 more ships at an hour than I was. And I was like, fuck.
He just kept sending them all at me.
Yeah. And that's the only reason I beat him is because he wasted them all on you. And then as soon as he took that one, I'm like, all right. And I just swarmed that one, took it from him.
Yeah.
You know, it was the old just wait until he's worn himself out.
Right. Yeah.
And then just hop in the fight. So, yeah. And that's when he was just fucked. As soon as I took that, he's like, well, shit.
Yeah.
And the only concern I had was that Musum was going to fuck me. Mm-hmm. But he kept saying, like, he said in his email, he's like, I wanted to pick somebody and I wanted to be totally honest with him the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And lucky for him, I did that too. Because honestly, I probably could have won the game 3 or 4 days earlier if I had really... Like, once I took yours, if I had just said, everything that's back up top, send it to him and fuck him.
Yeah.
And I probably could have hit that 33 very quickly just running through his stars. Because up there, like, where our borders were,
mm-hmm.
it was like U.S. and Canada. It was like, there was like a guy with a musket just hanging out every planet. Like both of us. It was just like, yeah, cool, whatever, bro. You know?
Well, I remember towards the end. Want
some prescription drugs? That's cool. Whatever.
Yeah, sure. We got them. They're
like,
cheap here.
And then, you know, when you go down south and there's like literally 30 times the ships attacking Mexico down there.
Sure. I remember when I was on my way out, I just started sending you just whatever I could.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I noticed.
Yeah. I was just.
I noticed that.
It was just like, I can't do anything. Good luck, buddy. You know, here.
Did you even know it was me, though?
I had no idea. Yeah. It was just like, you were the furthest one on the map. They were clearly trying to squeeze you out and you couldn't go south. So I was just like, here, take these weapons. Just make it last a little longer. I was hoping that they would get distracted and deal with that and leave me alone. So,
yeah, like I said, I made like no less than 5 or 6 moves against Laser Oculus Musum. And it was just like,
pfft. Yeah,
it was because every I was time. Feeding so much weapons.
No, it wasn't even that. It was when we were equally matched. I mean, he would just always beat me back to wherever I was trying to attack every time. Like, I mean, uncanny. Like, it was just like, I was like literally counting ships and I'm like, all right, I can see you have 8,000 ships. I can count 7,000 of them over here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send 4,000 ships your way. And next thing I know, wake up the next morning, your 4,000 ships are dead. All right.
Now, I need to know something.
What?
You were convinced, you were pretty much convinced who I was the entire time. But then I did something on my way out.
Yeah.
That you immediately
threw me off.
You were like, okay, now I know it's not you because that doesn't make any sense. You would never have done that. And I'm just laughing my ass off going, why are you saying that? What about this is not me? So what I did on my way out was I Googled an old Civil War letter, a long, lengthy letter. And I just went through and changed all the names of the battles to the names of my stars. And just added the word space in a couple times, like when they were talking about the horses. It's like, well, we lost a few of our space horses. And so, but it was as long as
it just didn't seem like your style.
Oh,
that was all it was,
man.
But it was undelivered letter via Space Heaven TO. June 16th, 20XX. I'm not even going to read it because it's so fucking
it is
long,
so long. But
yeah, it was. We have been on a raid into the Napkins Nebula, but I have not had time to give you the particulars of our trip. Just all that sort of crap. And I was like, Chuck just would not do. He would not be
Space Watch.
I have to high five you right now.
Yeah, like my
the gerbils boasted that we would never get back, but they were badly mistaken. For we are back again and have sustained but very light loss.
Yeah, the very first time, like, I mean, finally, it was like, Musum and I, like, finally, all right, we have to communicate because we're sitting right here and we haven't attacked each other. Mm-hmm. So he sends me this thing. He goes, like, the thing that sucks is that I have to pretty much go to war with you because it's inevitable because you got nowhere you can go, blah, blah, blah. I could see, like, you're spread out here. All the scanning tech is going to give you a huge advantage. All this stuff. And I just responded back. I pulled a Machiavelli quote. I just said, there is no avoiding war. It can only be postponed to the advantage of others. I was like, clicks in.
I swear to God, the thing I enjoyed the anonymous thing about this thing so much more than actually playing it.
I know.
I mean, playing it was fun, but just the added bonus of just being weird.
To me, it was trying to, like Tunnel Man. I love his Goodbye Universe letter.
Yeah.
He's like, Goodbye Universe, I love you, everyone, except you gerbil feet, just consolidating my fleets first, my ass.
Well, my idea with my made-up person was I was going to be, like, the literary guy that was the ballpoint pen. I was looking to be, like, everything was, like, writer shit and things like that. I was like, that's not me. I don't read books.
Books.
I don't book
books.
I can read books. Dirt. So I was going to do nothing but pull, like, Mark Twain quotes and shit like that. I would have done the fucking Civil War letter if I had a chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that stuff was fun. But, yeah, eventually I won. Because Musum didn't betray me, and I didn't betray him. And
that's good.
Yeah. Ian got squeezed out. And at the very end, like, I had, like, it was just like, just take this one star.
Mm-hmm.
And then he reinforced it. I was like, just let this end. I actually sent him a message all in caps that said, for God's sake, let this end.
I remember you said that. You were like, that fucker just added, like, 3 hours to this.
Yeah. I was like, you're going to lose. You have no choice but to lose. Except, like, knock over your king.
Who did he finally click concede defeat?
Yeah, he did. Okay. But that doesn't matter.
Oh, doesn't it? Like, doesn't it raise ships?
No, it kept the ships on the star.
Oh.
and the battle still happened, and then so I had to wait another 3 hours and take the other star.
That's
and,
bullshit.
Yeah, that was kind of a bummer. But yeah, I find it odd that the one person I communicated with the absolute most was the only person I didn't figure out, that I didn't guess who it was at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my first instinct was right on all of them. Because I thought Spacula, I was just like, that was a blind guess. I was like, that's probably Blair.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah.
Then you second-guessed yourself on everything.
Yeah, and then I second-guessed myself and talked myself out of you. And yeah, mm-hmm. It was dumb. It was really dumb.
Dumb.
But yeah, it's just that this version of the Galaxy, I don't want to do that again.
No.
We really need, like, if it, because I enjoyed getting paid twice a day.
Oh, yeah.
I wish the timing of that had been a little different, but it's tough when it's 12 hours because it's like...
There's no
good time
that's both of them are good. Like maybe 9 a.m. and 9 p.m.
Because I will admit, getting paid once a day at like 5:30, like right around the time you leave work, it was like, man, that was so great.
Yeah.
Because we were all like, time to leave work and get paid.
Right, yeah. I know there were several times that you and I were at work, like an extra 5-10 minutes, just waiting to get paid.
Yep. Let's do a really tiny galaxy with like 10 stars to win and 4 times a day getting paid.
It'll last a day.
Okay, great.
It'll last a day.
Let's do that.
Whoever's up for 24 hours
it'll just
day.
Be the circle of people taking over stars repeatedly over and over again. It's like whoever gets fucking tired of doing it. Ding,
ding. Everybody will just shift around the galaxy.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll go ahead and read some of the emails that we got because I asked everybody in the game, I'm like, send us your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes. And Musum will go first. And he said, the universe from the perspective of Laseropocalypse. I wish I could keep it short. I started this game at work, could not watch the tutorial because of that, and was overall pretty clueless. JD Cool Guy proposes a treaty. The name makes me think Mackie, but by the tone and Twitter make me start suspecting it might be Moonpeer. Pretty much, I decided at the beginning of the game I'd be entirely honest with one player, hoping it would play to my advantage later. I soon discovered that you can't do shit without some major hyperdrive. I'm stuck with an alliance to my left, JD, and an opponent who can't go anywhere but towards me, short of level 12 hyperdrive, Charlie. I remember while JD was fighting Interestingly Boring, I had sent my guys out to take one of Boring's stars and was still out of scanner range. I was either majorly asleep deprived or drunk, but instead of sharing tech with JD, I accidentally sent it to Interestingly Boring. I then had to come up with a BS reason for doing it to avoid looking like the complete idiot I was. I tried to make it sound like I was saying it to him in the interest of having him attack Bropane, since JD was so paranoid about Bropane. That lasted all of a few hours until he noticed my ships coming after him. I then tried to play it off like I made a trade. And yeah, that happened where he somehow convinced Moonpier, like, to send his fleets at you,
mm-hmm.
which I immediately, like, demolished everything that was behind him, which is kind of a dick move, too.
Yes.
And he says, then the war with ballpoint pen started. If JD wanted to take me out, this would have been the time to do it. We pretty much sent the same amount of ships at each other constantly. I'm not entirely sure how my last stint worked in getting one of his stars. I pretty much sent something like 5 fleets of 1,000 ships apiece in the hopes of getting one star, and it worked. I'm still not sure how, since Charlie Ballpoint Pen had enough ships to counter me. It was one of those battles where the first of us to lose a star was going to lose. I even tried messaging him to get him to say anything, any hint of something. His reply? There's no avoiding war. It can only be postponed to the advantage of others. Basically, at this point, I knew the only way for me to win was to finish Charlie Ballpoint Pen and start attacking JD, but as fun as the game was, my endurance was spent. So I decided if I could take out Charlie Ballpoint Pen, I would be happy. Oh, if only it didn't take 24 hours to send a fleet at Gerbil. I really enjoyed sending those 4,800 ships down at Gerbil, though, followed by 2,400. Newsome. So, yeah, he pulled what BJ pulled that one game and sent the tech to the wrong person. And then was like, apparently it's easier to do than I suspected. And honestly, sometimes when I sent it to him, when I had been going back and forth between Ian and Newsome, like I'd send it and then I'd panic because I'm like, fuck. Which one did I click? Which one did I just send that to? Because there was a point very specifically where I was like, I am not sending Ian another damn thing because I'm getting fucked if I do.
I think there may be some sort of a bug or a keystroke that you can actually accidentally hit that will change the recipient or will change who you're focused on up on the little top bar so that you accidentally send it to the wrong person. But I don't know.
Yeah. Either way, it's happened to more than one person. So.
Yep. I don't feel so bad.
Yeah. Next one's from Ryan, a.k.a. Tunnel Man. who yeah. said, as requested, here are some thoughts about the last Neptune's Pride game. I had joined accidentally under Tunnel Man, as I assumed at some point I would be prompted for a name. This is likely due to my lack of reading any instructions or anything ever. But I thought I had played it off successfully, but no, Mackie guessed my identity correctly. This time around, I wanted to try some diplomacy, so me and Harlow and Ian entered into an alliance. It was nice at first. Ian and I were planning on going after Chuck, and I had planned to betray Ian sometime during or after. Sorry, Ian. Meanwhile, I was planning on betraying Harlow and was working with John/Musum to try to make it happen. Though the distance between our stars prevented this from happening. I hoped Chuck would wipe out Ian after I was betrayed, but I got response that implied they were working together. I publicly sold tech to anyone after that. Also gave about $1,000 in space bucks to Harlow in my last moments. Even before my betrayal, I started to fall behind in tech and economy and such from other players. I'm sure it's just that I'm not good at these kinds of games. Sorry for the long message. Mine always are. Tunnel Man. I did like what he wrote when we were revealing our identities on the board. He said, to be fair, I thought Anonymous was some sort of game setting and it would prompt me for a nickname. Also, I did have finals and probably should have sat this one out. But nope, all aboard the SS Incompetence. Toot, toot. And then Ian says, hey, no quarters. Ian, a.k.a. Gerbil Feet here. Despite inadvertently handing Mackie the win at the end there, I feel a lot better about this game than I did about the first go-round. Here's what happened. I was down at the bottom of our C-shaped galaxy between Bropane and Tunnelman. Bropane approached me right away and suggested a truce, which I agreed to. So, we shared some tech in the early game, but as Bropane started getting more powerful, Tunnelman messaged me and suggested another truce with him and Charlie Ballpoint Pen to team up and take down the growing Bropane. I agreed to this as well. Problem here was that the only way Tunnelman could get to Bropane was through my territory. When he'd amassed some ships, he messaged me again asking how he wanted to handle the ship movement issue. At this point, I sold him out to Bropane and attacked, which spelled doom for the unsuspecting Tunnelman. I took over the rest of his stars after knocking out his strike force, telling him I needed a while to amass my ships, quote unquote, for an attack on Bropane. So at this point, I was firmly in control of the bottom right area of the sea, and problems began. There was nothing I could do but start in on Bropane. And at this point, he had taken out Spacula and was running into Laseropocalypse and JD Cool Guy, as well as giving all his stars Taco Bell-related names. It worked out pretty well for a while there, and I was in the lead. As Mackie pointed out at the end, my big mistake was going all in against Bropane's last star and basically smashing a whole lot of ships against what eventually was named Turd Sandwich that made Mackie's job of mopping me up a lot easier. And by that point, everyone's hyperspace tech was high enough that I had Laseropocalypse flying at me across the gap in the sea. Sadly, I never got to blast out my "you will all be crushed beneath the booted heel of gerbil feet" message. I thought that would have been a nice touch. Problem with this galaxy shape, I think, was that for most of the game, it was, all, for all intents and purposes, a straight line. Things could have gotten a lot weirder had we all been clustered together, although that would make the early game a lot more hectic and probably lead to people getting knocked out almost immediately, kind of like me last time. I did like the extra income and tech, though. I thought that added some dynamism to this game. And, well, going from 8th to 3rd ain't bad either. Good game. Well played. Admiral Gerbil Feet.
Oh.
And then Moonpier. Poor Moonpier.
Hello.
Yeah, he did say being in a different time zone was not an advantage because he would get production at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That kind of does suck for him.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. If he was on the West Coast here, that would be pretty sweet, getting paid that early in the evening and then being able to...
8 in the morning, 8 but, at night.
But, like I said, the distance between stars really negated any sneak attack stuff, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But he said, hey guys, quick feedback on Neptune's Pride. It was fun, confusing as hell for a first-timer, but still very fun. Also, Mackie, when I tweeted you about who you were, I got it right. So apparently he figured me out. It was fun, but I'd say it takes a game to learn your style and figure out how you want to play. Also, time zone difference, not that helpful. That's all he said. And then Blair. I think Blair's the last one we got here. Yep. Lastly, Blair said, greetings. This is Blair, and as I know, you're all recording the podcast tonight. I'll be discussing the second game. I figured it was time to reveal that I was Spacula. I will admit that I was as terrible as too human and got wiped out pretty quickly. But I had never played this style of game before, and I had no idea what to do. My downfall was when I was engaged in battle with Chuck and he kicked my ass. What happened was either the game glitched and I attacked him when I did not want to, or Chuck was a son of a bitch who started attacking me after he sent me a message saying that we wouldn't attack each other.
It's the latter.
Yeah, the latter.
You should have laughed at my joke. Laugh at my joke, Blair.
I am sure that if I was going to play it again, I would do better as I have a better idea what to do, but I'm not clamoring to play it anytime soon. Anyhow, excited to see everyone again at Game Warp next month. Blair, sent from my Atari Lynx.
Sweet.
Yeah, like the anonymous thing was now. Fun. I do wish you had been in there, BJ. But
yeah, it. What happened? What happened? What?
what happened?
What happened?
What happened?
What happened?
When I was originally not going to play.
Okay.
The second time around, because I didn't want to give of my life as much as I gave of it to the first game.
Sure.
And so I was like, no, I won't play. I won't play. I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play. And then all of a sudden, something happened and a switch flipped. And I'm like, no, I'm going to play this motherfucking game. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna kill some people. And I had a plan and hopped in, clicked the link. And I'm like, game's going. Game's going.
Aww.
This motherfucking game's going. God damn it. And I was like, okay, well, the best thing I can do is just to pretend to be in the game if someone asks, or kind of play it off as, you know, I'm not going to tell you what's going on. Mm-hmm. Not giving anything up. And
he did a good job with that, because we were all like, it's BJ. I don't know. He could be this guy.
I knew he wasn't in it, but I think I was the only one.
Did you tell him?
We had a conversation early on,
Everyone knew things but me.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Didn't really help me now, did it? I have 0 stars.
I have 0 stars as well. Mm-hmm. So
I am 0 stars.
I will, or maybe I won't.
I don't know if I should sit the next one out or not.
What's going to be funny you have to defend your championship. All set it out, like if we're all like, I think I'll sit this one out. And then it's just
we have nothing
eight
to
listeners
talk about.
Playing this game. It's like, what happened there?
Well, that'd be a short third half next game.
God, I wish there was a way to have like a 16-person game. Just insane.
That would be insane.
But I want a galaxy where you don't have only two options.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's either attack the guy to the left or attack the guy to the right or whatever. You know, I want one where you can kind of do a round, you know, there's more options than that. Cause I think that was the only limiting thing.
Yeah.
Cause as soon as I aligned with the guy right next to me, I was like, well, fuck, he's going to run out of space quickly. Yeah. And then what are we going to do? Like exactly what happened to you, where it was like, this guy's only got one option.
Yeah.
So it's like, it almost makes the game predictable in that, you know, and people diagonal from each other are going to be like, let's team up. Cause we're probably not going to see each other for a long time.
Yeah. Those were the notes I got. It was like, it's going to be forever before I get down there. How about you send me stuff and I send you stuff? I was like, yeah all right.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right.
Yep. I still don't know how I won that game.
Brute force.
And luck. And total luck.
Mostly brute force.
Yeah.
But also some luck.
yeah, mostly. Keep an eye on Twitter and Facebook. We're going to announce the next game.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be doing it anonymous again. So go to triton.ironhelmet.com. Set up an account. Make yourself a fake name. Pick a cool looking avatar. So that when you join, we don't know who you are.
Right. Do it before you join the
Tunnel
game.
Man.
Remember.
Change your name now.
Well, if you have an account right now, just remember that you need to change your name right before you join the game. As soon as you click join, you're locked in with that avatar and that name
for that game.
For that game.
If you have multiple games, you can change it for all.
And then if you go back, once you're literally in that game, you can jump back out to the main screen, change your name back.
Yeah.
That's the trick. It's like the second you click join game, you're locked in with whatever it's set to that second.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So,
and if you really want to mess with us, get a premium account so you can change your stars, and that'll make it more fun if we have more people doing crazy Taco Bell names or
extra
whatever.
Jokes.
Extra jokes
are fun.
And man. Hey, you're supporting like one guy who's making a game.
Yeah, you know? It's a fun game. I mean, I'm not that guy deserved the money I gave him. Yeah. So
you don't have to do the whole year like I did. You can do whatever.
I did whatever the short one was, three months or whatever.
Yeah. I think the anonymous thing did contribute to more messages between people.
Oh yeah.
If only because it was fun to play a little bit of a role.
Yes. It was truly role playing.
Yep. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. We'll do it soon.
And I guess we'll see you guys next time.
Word.
I'm Mackie.
I'm BJ.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Harlow.
And this is No Quarters Out.
An episode.
You look pale today. There must be something wrong inside. Do you feel what I will say? Suspicions in your mind. You think you are so smart. You're playing tricks on me. Shake hands and smile.